I feel like Mackenzie is not alone on this one, and there will be a lot of good stories from you. 833-563-2539. What did you get guilted into? Mackenzie, you got guilted into something?
First off, let me say, I think it's going to be so much fun, but I don't know why someone would want me to be their partner because I've never played ever in my life. I'm looking up literal videos right now on YouTube of how to play. So I'm going to join a bocce ball league. Next week's our first practice.
Bocce ball?
Bocce ball, which is so much. Everyone's like, oh, bocce ball, it's so much fun. I just have no idea how to play. And so a good friend of our family, and he's the sweetest man ever, his wife, who I adored, recently passed. And he was like, hey, will you be my bocce ball partner? Of course, I'm not going to say no, but I've never played. I don't know how to play. I'm probably going to bring him down. So now I really have to step up my game. But of course, I'm going to play, even though, I don't know. I really probably am not going to be a strong team member for him.
Bocce ball's fun, but is this like a retirement community game?
No.
No, I mean, like, bocce ball's for old people, kind of, right?
No. No, it's not just for old people.
This is like a regular, like, this is not a senior citizen league. I want to confirm from you.
No, it is not. In fact, some of my young friends, like cute couples, are going to play as well. So, I mean, normally if my sister was in town, we talked about this. She lives in Ohio, but we would like get matching shirts and she would be my bot. Like if we played, we would just go to town and be awesome. But so I'm going to go practice this weekend. And then our first game is going to be, and he was so sweet because we get up like at 3 a.m. to do the show. And the bocce ball league went late and he literally moved up the time so I could participate.
Wait, this guy has control of the bocce ball league? This is a mover and a shaker.
Yes, exactly.
Per me, we have a new time. 833-563-2539. Maybe bocce ball is not the story of you getting wrangled into doing something, but I'm wondering, what did you get kind of guilty? Like, you're like, you got asked into doing something, you're like, oh, I cannot believe that I'm doing this because of this.
And maybe you get put on the spot and you just say yes, and then we've all done that, and later you're like, oh crap, even to hang out with people or to do something later, and then the time comes around in the day and you're like, why did I say yes?
I mean, I feel like a lot of people probably have stories of this happening at work where they commit to do something at work that they want nothing to do. I feel like a lot of times too, you get asked to go somewhere, you're like, why? Why didn't I just say I have a funeral?
Is it bad when plans get canceled and you like rejoice?
Oh, you're like, oh man, I'm so bummed. Yes, 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 yes.
But yeah, we want to know, what were you totally guilted into, and was it as bad as you thought it was going to be, or did you somehow get out of it? We want to know.
833-563-2539. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. We'll talk to you next. What did you get guilted into doing? Poor Mackenzie signed up now for a bocce ball league with this old dude because,
I'm excited to do it. He's a good family friend. You're making it sound bad. I love him. He's awesome.
Wondering what happened with you, Brandy. So what's your story?
Okay, so I know a really great couple. They threw an awesome family event at their house. All the kids came. Tons of kids. They probably had like 1,000 Easter eggs around their property. It was crazy. It was great. And so they told me they were getting married. And they said, oh, we'd love for you to make our wedding cake. And I was like, no, you know, I don't have a lot of time. I work full-time now. Da, da, da. And they were like, well, it would only be for us and our three kids. So I'm like, cool. And really easy cake. I can do that. 5 people, not a big deal. And so a month ago, they're getting married in October. A month ago, they gave me all the details for it. And they're talking like fondant and colors and little pumpkins on there and colored leaves. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you're talking about like at least a $100 cake now. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, no.
You were guilted.
And I said it would be for free.
So did you back out or what'd you say?
Did you make it?
No, it's in October and I said I would make it, but I told them since it was free that they had to get all the decorations for it that they wanted because I was not going to pay for it out of pocket. I was like, that's not fair. So I was like, if you pay for all the decorations, I will make it exactly what you want. And so they're like, okay. So I'd only be spending like half the money for it. So
well, that ain't that bad. Hey, Brandy, thank you for the call.